When wear on a building storefront is replaced with new paint or new windows or maybe signage, the transformation can be dramatic. Verdant's Storefront Improvement Grant is a way to modernize your business storefront through a designated fund and with an April 30th application deadline. Verdant Economic Development Manager, EDM, Candace Murray hopes people will take advantage of this opportunity. Murray says storefront improvements can mean a lot to a business, and when multiple businesses in town do improvements, the effect is felt throughout the business district. She says, the intention of this program is to financially assist property owners in renovations that will in turn encourage beautification, revitalization, and encourage business to stay and grow in our community. Now in its third year, the Storefront Improvement Grant has helped a handful of businesses already, such as Sutton Harrison Realty, Safety Source, Verdon Footwear, Sport and Fashion, Sheer Expressions, and Verdon Empire Advance. Business owners all agree that the process was smooth and town staff were helpful. Todd Sparwood, owner of the Empire Advance building at 305 Nelson Street West, took advantage of the Storefront Improvement Grant in 2022. By early 2023, the renovation was complete and the building took on a whole new look with the original green X90 replaced by beautiful engineered wood siding. New soffit, fascia and new windows were the finishing touches. The renovations to the Empire Advance building were extensive and the grant did not cover nearly all the costs, but Sparwood said it was a help, adding, some things got done that otherwise wouldn't have. He said the process took longer than he'd hoped, but the town was accommodating during that first year. The timing of getting the okay from council coincided with summer holidays for the councilors, so that time was stretched out a bit. I was worried about being able to finish in time as the rules were, it was to be done by the year end. After voicing my concerns, they assured me that an extension of time would be allowed. Changes to the process mean that applicants will be notified at the end of May and have until June of the following year, 2025, to provide the receipts for their work. Sparwood is pleased he took advantage of the opportunity. It was definitely worth it, both in appearance and how it looks more professional for the tenant. I'm glad we could do something for the people that work there, as they've been awesome. The improvement program incentivizes building upkeep, and either the registered owner or the tenant of a business within Verdon can apply for the grant. The historic building on the corner of 7th Avenue and Nelson Street, where Marcy Sparks Hayward operates Sheer Expressions Hair Salon, received a facelift that included new signage and new top-story windows. This Manitoba Municipal Heritage Building is owned by Don and Shelley Sparks. Shelley said, "We're glad we did it. It improves the look of the building. With the recent mural that the town commissioned for the building's Nelson Street wall, it is a definite standout in downtown Verdon." Clayton Murray had storefront improvement renovations completed in 2023 at his Verdon Footwear business on Nelson Street. This included stripping and resealing the front showroom windows, a change to the flooring in those display windows, and new exterior lighting at the front door. Murray says, "We did not use all of the grant money yet available to us. We are going to reapply in the next few days, as we are looking to add a new blade sign to our storefront as well, with help from the grant money." He called the improvement grant a very easy and worthwhile project to help all of us improve our storefronts and our entire downtown. Grant Tila, owner of Safety Source at 227 3rd Avenue S, updated his storefront in 2023 and is happy he did. "The process was absolutely worth it and the support from the town is greatly appreciated. One new Safety Source sign does double duty, hiding some unsightly air conditioning units. New LED lighting and an additional new sign draw the eye of passers-by. This year I plan on painting much of the exterior of the building to clean it up. The remaining grant money, if approved, would cover some of the expense, with a majority being covered by Safety Source. Here's how the Storefront Improvement Grant Program will contribute up to 50% of total eligible project costs, to a maximum of $5,000 per applicant over a three-year period. Is new paint, windows, awnings, exterior lighting or signage on the wish list for your business? Exterior architectural features such as cornices, parapets, or brickwork and accessibility improvements can be included, as well as permanent landscape enhancements. The first step is to apply by the deadline of April 30th. Successful applicants will be notified by May 31, 2024 and have until June 30, 2025 to have the work done and final paperwork submitted. More information and the application form can be found at Town of Verdun, Economic Development Incentives. Printed copies are available at the town office.